Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Lou Manfredini joins us every Thursday at this time. Of course, you hear him Saturday mornings. Probably the most listened to program on WGN. And we were talking to John today, Lou, and I'm like, do you just have people coming up to you on the street? You know, if you're at you're at the hardware store, people going, Lou, I got a question for you.
All the time.
I was going to say, because they line up here for you.
But, you know, I've had the, and you know this, Lisa, in the line of work that we're in, you get recognized and people come up to you. And I was given this advice a long time ago that if you go into this kind of business where you're helping people and you get to a little bit of reputation, it's when people don't come and ask you the questions that you got to worry.
So yeah, exactly.
Always welcome somebody asking a question, want some advice.
Yeah. Okay, here comes your first question, Lou. The morning sun heats up the front door and gets very warm to the touch. Is there something I can put on the screen door window to reflect the sun and keep the temperature within reason? Where can I find the material, if it exists, and could I put it on?
Wow, yeah. For some people, that can be a common thing. One thing is you could try painting the door a lighter color. You know, it might be that the door is painted quite dark, and that could be absorbing a lot of heat, too. But they do make a pet screen, which is actually designed, you know, if your pets are going to jump up on a screen, and it is a little more dense in its in how it's made. And so it has sort of, even though it's black, it has reflective capabilities to keep that heat from building up. So you may want to consider using what's called a pet screen to replace on the screen door, and that might help, along with perhaps painting the door a lighter color.
If you have a question for Lou, 312-981-7200, you have exclusive access to him right now for a Thursday. You know you can always track him down on Saturday. Hey, Lou, we have an outdoor faucet. This is the one we attach a hose to that our plumber installed a few years ago. Anyway, we tried to turn it on. It got longer as I was reading it. We try and turn it on and the knob is stuck. My husband and I were not sure if it turns clockwise or counterclockwise, and we don't want to damage the faucet. So what are we to do? Thank you. You're awesome, by the way.
Oh, well, thank you. I think that it's probably what's called a frost-proof faucet. And so the actual valve that turns the water on and off is on the warm side of the house. Counterclockwise is on in a faucet, and clockwise is off. And what I would suggest is that with someone, if you can locate where that pipe comes into the basement area, you'll see that the pipe comes in and there might be a little thread on the end of it. And with the end of a hammer, not the hammerhead, but the handle itself, while someone is turning counterclockwise and providing pressure, you're on the inside tapping that pipe to loosen it. There could be some scale or sediment that got in the valve itself, which is why it's hooked up. And then once it moves and it loosens, articulate it back and forth a few times, and you should be okay.
Is that what's building up on my faucet, too? Is it? It's like a lime buildup on the outside. Is that what I'm seeing? Okay.
It can be, sure, yeah. I mean, depending on the water quality at your home, is that you can get that scale, that calcium buildup. And when that gets on the valves or on the stem, it can make it very difficult to operate because it's, you know, it's like a scale on there, and it's not designed to be that way.
All right. Lisa, could you ask Lou about keeping a fan that's usually on auto with your air conditioning on all the time? My husband seems to like it so much he doesn't want to turn the fan back to auto. Is that bad for the system?
Not bad for the system. What it's bad for, in my experience in talking with HVAC people over the years, is that I give that recommendation if you're someone that uses air conditioning, when it's over 80 degrees and very humid, that constant fan movement will help keep the home cooler. And you actually may move the temperature up on the thermostat a little bit because you're so comfortable because it's moving all that cold air that, you know, is dropping down to the basement and the lower level. But if you're someone like, my wife and I were out of town. We just got back from New York, and the weather completely changed. When we left 36 hours ago, It was hot and humid, and then we got back, and it was so comfortable. We shut that air off right away, including the fan, and open up the windows and just let Mother Nature cool us. So if you're not running the system, shut it all down. If you like running the system, the fan really doesn't care whether it runs or not.
Okay. What does Lou think of Roof Max to extend the life of a roof? It's a spray-on that gets absorbed in the shingles.
My view on that product is that it's a Band-Aid, and it isn't that it doesn't work. I just wonder if ultimately it's the best use of your money.
Lou, please guide us on the best portable dehumidifier for a home basement.
It's all based on size. They typically are rated by pints that they will handle. And, you know, the stuff you'll buy at Ace or Home Depot or Lowe's, there's only so many that are out there. The bigger ones, the commercial dehumidifiers, they can be plugged in, but they work a lot better. There's a system called SaniDry, which is something that PermaSeal installs. And there are versions of that that are DIY versions, but they do need to be piped into a drain, to get rid of the humidity. They work much more robustly than the other ones, the portable ones you buy at the home centers. But if you're going to buy any of those, there's kind of like just a couple of manufacturers, and they put different names on them. One name is Perfect Air, that's been around for a long time, and that would be a good one to buy.
One person is asking, what is a good cleaner for wooden banisters and kitchen cabinets?
Howard's Restore Finish, quadruple zero steel wool, a pair of rubber gloves, and a nice clean cotton rag. Follow the instructions on the can and get ready to be amazed.
Oh, wow. Okay. I want to get a Lisa question in, because I don't get to bump into Lou, and I...
You can always ask the question.
So, Lou, as you know, we built a new house no less than 3 years ago. We have a whole house generator by Kohler. You know, we had the motherboard of the furnace start on fire. And that was very suspect. And then this week, the motherboard of my 3-year-old dryer shot. Got to get a new dryer. And then I thought back, oh my gosh, 6 months into the house, the motherboard on a refrigerator went out. Now, because all of that causes so much stress, I didn't put all three of them together being the motherboard. Is that a power surge issue? What is happening? I'm starting to get concerned.
Yeah, I mean, that should not be happening, and there's something going on. Now, I don't know that it's your generator, because there is a transfer switch. I mean, let me ask you this. In the times that this has all occurred, have you lost power at any time?
No.
Okay.
No.
So when your generator exercises once a week, you hear the thing go for 15 minutes, it's disconnected from your system. So there should be no bleed whatsoever from the generator pumping more electricity towards that. But if it did, if for some reason, the circuit breakers would go. You're probably a candidate to get the electrician to put in a whole house surge protector at the panel, if they haven't already done that.
Okay.
And that's probably what I do, because you can't keep these motherboards cost like this $1 billion.
Oh, my gosh. They're like, it's going to cost $600 to repair the dryer. Yeah. I said I paid $798 for the dryer.
That is the craziest. That drives me crazy about those appliances.
Yeah.
I have examples of like that all the time. It's crazy. But I would have a licensed electrician come, test the phases from the utility, and also talk to you about a whole house surge protector.
Okay. Yeah. He is working now with the utility company to make sure that it's not coming from their end as well. But I wanted an expert, independent opinion. And someone said, I misspelled the product that cleans the cabinets. Please repeat. It's Howard's, right?
Howard, like Howard. Howard's, plural, Restore a Finish.
You're the best. Thank you for joining us. What's coming up on Saturday?
Hey, we're doing a live remote.
That's right.
On Saturday. We're going to be out at Lurvy Home and Garden And we're going to be there from 6 to 10, and people can come. WGN listeners are invited. There'll be discounts during the show. They can buy food. There's stuff for the kids to do, so I'm looking forward. We don't get to do these that much, and as you know, it's always fun to be with the listeners.
Oh, I've been hearing Bob Bertog talk about that on John's show, too. He's excited as well.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm excited to have him there.
All right, have fun, Lou. Thanks for joining us.
Bye-bye.